myself. The land, some of the landlord and the guardians, that character might be, probably there might be at the beginning. To give the character and the landlord and guardians, there might be, yeah, might be at the beginning before when those blessings and protection. Direction, protection, and then blessing oneself. I didn't see a particular text of the compassion Buddha to help begin, so with the order, the order, the order. So you just think. Just meditate emptiness. The obstacles for retreat, the retreat should be effective to be able to exercise great compassion, bodhicitta. That is the main purpose of the retreat. To have this realization, that's the main purpose of the retreat. Because if that happens, then you can benefit to all sentient beings, liberate from suffering, causes and bring to nothing. So they think like this, mentally like this, all the obstacles, inner and outer obstacles, will just when you think of the obstacles, appears something, real obstacle, existing from its own side, appearing from its own side. So, so you think all these obstacles. So you ponder on those obstacles, that which appears inherently existent, and that you believe is true. So totally non-existent. They think all these are hallucinations. All these are hallucinations. Totally non-existent. So then meditate on that emptiness. Intensely concentrate on the emptiness. So if you meditate on emptiness, a little bit the obstacle, empty. And then this becomes the most powerful one, purifying obstacle. Then also sometimes get the kekkar, give a thumb up the end. No,
No, the other.
Om Bhagavate 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 ရန်ကေတုကေရိလေရန်ကေတုကေရိယောတေရေအတေအကြာမံပဇောတုဇေချင်းနာညံတုသာချင်းပါလာပဇောတုဇေမေတုဘိမေတုဘာဇောနမောသောဘိကနမောသောသံဃံဘယံမေချင်းမေကံဘေအတောတေယကံပရဏယမံကံကံဘလင်တေယောဘာနမောသောဘိကနမောသောသံဃံဘယံမေချင်းမေကံဘေအတောတေယကံ ပါရမေယမကကနကပါလင်တယောဘာနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကနမောသောဘိကန The only enemy our, the only enemy, the inner enemy, the delusion, this light, the eternal form. Destroy our inner enemy, the only enemy, the inner enemy. So, maybe this time we do this. We just motivate this way. Motivation for the retreat. First, reflect the impermanent of death. Shakyamuni Buddha, she happened in this world. How do you say? Left the holy body, passed the sorrowless death. And then many, such as the six ornaments, those great pandit, those great holy beings happened, who propagated so much dharma. And then many yogis happened in this earth already. Left. None of them didn't live in that aspect forever. So past and soul mistake. Like Narupa, Darupa, Sofot, Mapa, Minimus, all that. Then including Lama, Tukhata, all this happened, but passed away, sorrowless death. Then, if for example, in my case, I have many gurus. So many gurus already passed away. Already passed away. So many gurus. So many already. Mounted, so many passed away. And then, among the family members, even relating myself, even relating to yourself, among the family members, they are already, some are already, died. Many of us, for example, in my case, both father and mother passed away. So many of you, maybe it's a father or it's a mother or like that, you see. then among the people, friends, among the people that you know, many passed away. They died. In the case of my mother, passed away. Even the incarnation passed away. Incarnation, my mother also passed away. So, okay. So that's how the nature of life impermanence, death. So now this motivation that I'm going through, this is not. Here I'm going for the retreat, but this is the motivation. If you can, this is how you. This is the first thing in the morning. You have to think. This is the first thing in the morning. Motivation for the life. So it depends up to you yourself. You see how much you want to elaborate and how much you want to. You see, you can do essence or elaborate. You see, middle way, elaborate way, essence. You see. The best of these. But it's a very good way of beginning your life, beginning of your day. Then also when you begin a retreat, it also will help. Future, you when you do different retreats, also this day. After all this preliminary finish, then you have to to motivation. That's where to start. So therefore, it might help them. They have to write down or to pay attention. So they might be helpful for your daily life practice, not only for how to transform the mind into Dharma. Then, that is, in this world, people who are born the same day as yourself, so many already died. So, that people that one knew, then family members retired. So, you see, those who indicate karma are not purified. So, already died in the Lord, who didn't have a chance to practice. That already died and born in the Lord. Hell and was animal. And I myself, so many times, happened, I must die. They happened so many times, but constant. So many times happened, but somehow didn't die. See, that didn't happen completely. See, or fell down, but you see, so many times it happened, but fell down. You see, about to die. So many times has that happened. But somehow, see, didn't happen, didn't die. If I died already, you see, if I died already, by now, I would be in hot hell or in cold hell, like skies of suffering, totally overwhelmed by now. Or, you see, I was born as a worm and bird can. And you see, bird with a sharp beak, went through the body and the hard body in the mouth of the bird, beak, you see, hard body inside, half outside. No way to escape. Could be like that. Now. Being eaten by a bird. A bone of a worm and completely attacked by the hundreds of ants. Even one ant bites you now, can't stand. So, a pain. This fragile worm, see, so fragile worm. it's completely covered with hundreds of ants and biting. So I could be like this by now. It's so much fun. I could be a fish by now and somebody caught. Somebody caught in cutting. While he's not completely dead, you know, cutting the body in pieces on the sharp knife. Or shells, as born as shells. And even before dead, alive, being eaten by people, in the mouth. Being in the mouth of a person. being alive. Being eaten by a person. there's some oil that goes on top. There's some oil that goes on shell in them. Some oil. Mm-hmm. Delicious. To taste it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Sesame oil.
I heard it. There's while you put, and then delicacy, you translate, you put through. That's my, I could be somebody's mouth, it's my mouth, being cells, the tiny body, small body. Then you see, could be in person's mouth, you see, just, then being bitten, between the teeth and about to go through the neck. Crushed between the teeth. I could be like that. So there's huge differences. Now, right now, that I'm in the law, in that I'm in the law realm. In a particular health and hungry body, but I'm being in the law realm and being a human being now. You see. So, every second, every moment, second. That I see. That I'm not in the law realm. It's unbelievable. It's like a dream. For me, it's like a dream, to be human world, a human being. Like when you find, $1,000 or one. You see, $1 million when you win from lottery or you see something, miracle or something. So here, that's nothing. Even $1 billion is nothing. You see, even $1 trillion is nothing. But here, you see, every second that I'm not in the lottery, and being a human, human realm, so precious. Unbelievable. So they're so precious. So therefore, so this came from good karma, other one came from bad karma. So therefore, from now on, what should I do? From now on, what I should do? Abandon the karma and practice only virtue. Practice only good karma. This is what I should do from now on. Practice only dharma. Practice only, virtue. So I make that conclusion. From now on. Then as an Arjuna's friend, frightened the friend, their life has so many harms. Life has so many harms. More impermanent, more transitory than water bubble that is popped by the wind. This life is more transitory than the water bubble popped by wind. This life has many harms. The comment of that, the meaning of that is, you see, so many harms. The, you see, 424 sicknesses. And then there's the spirit possession, you see. Then 360. Then interference, 84,000. Then 80,000. So all the there's so many, you see, harms of this life. And even the living, and even the even also the inner, the delusions, they become danger. They also harm to everyone's life, how short is your life. Delusion, The negative emotion thoughts, attachment, these things can kill. Anger, so can kill yourself. Like many people who commit suicide. See? Because of attachment. Anger. So that you all, so you see the inner, the inner, harm. Even your mind can kill you. Then even the living conditions, food, house, you see, so many people died by car. The cars are for living condition. So many people died by airplane, by earthquake. You see, house collapse. So many people died. So they are built for long life. So. So more in life, more impermanent than water bubble. Then, when to sleep, which is just only breathing in and out. What he's saying is it like that? See that senses doing that, not aware, not functioning. See during that time, just want to breath, see, coming, going out. So like that, so easy to receive obstacle. So easy to be harmed during that time. So easy to happen death. So for example, you see, even last night, well, when we were sleeping, so many people, you see, yesterday went to bed, but died. You see, unable to be human being this morning. You see, so many people in this world, they went to bed and died, you see, during the night. So, if I died, So far, even though I met Dharma a long time ago, I didn't really do satisfying, intrinsic purification. Intensive purification. Something that, you see, satisfying. Didn't really do it. Didn't happen. So, as a Bodhicharvatara, Sanadeva said, even the karma committed in 1 second, one has to abide in the unbearable hell realm, means the number eight, the heaviest, which is the heaviest suffering among samsara, heaviest, the last return, and the length of life, one intermittent year. So therefore, one need karma done in 1 second, you see, can affect that. And no question, need karma applies from beginningless rebirth up to now. No need to say. So means, you see, impossible number of eons to be in there. And that held it up. So one has called karma. Such examples. Anyway, just an example. I didn't die last night. And today, that not only that I can have a human body, but a perfect human body, you know, qualified for every comparison. So this is like a dream, you know. Unbelievable how I am. And every second, my having this perfect human body is, you see, the sky filled with which granular jewel, you know, that you can get every enjoyment where you pray to this jewel, you see, such which granular jewel fill the whole sky is nothing. The value is nothing. Comparing the value of this perfect human body that I have this second. With that much wealth, you see, alone cannot achieve guru birth, stop lower realm sufferings, achieve guru birth, cannot achieve liberation from samsara, cannot achieve enlightenment. But with this perfect human body, in every second, in each second, even I don't have any of those wealth, you see, I can. Ichido. For example, Milarepa, many of those ascetic, lived ascetic life, had nothing. Not even 1 rupee. But practiced Dharma, achieved enlightenment. But because, practiced Dharma, achieved enlightenment. So, same human body. So, then of this thing, if I die, nothing. Death can happen. In any day, death can happen. In any day, even death day. Can happen even today. Within any, can happen in any moment. That's one way to think. The other way is to think, as Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, Lam Chemo, you know, for Dharma practitioners, it's a good way to think. Decide in the morning that I'm going to die today. A complete decide. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you think that, and then you see that pursues you to practice Dharma, you see. So get done work, preparation for death, you see. Preparation for the happiness of future lives. However, liberation, to achieve liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. So it is very good. Even death did happen today, but you already done preparation. Get done the preparation by thinking that I'm going to die today. But even death didn't happen. You see, it's a very good. If death didn't happen, a very good person, you have more time to make preparation, practice Dharma, and so on. So, basically, this is that. I'm going to die today. Then what should I do? Then the answer, practice Bodhicitta. Renounce I, cherish others. Mm. announce I, chase others. Then here, it's extremely good to remember from Guru Puja the quotation. The shortcomings of self-cherishing thought. The chronic disease self-cherishing thought. As a chronic disease cherishing the eye. As a priest, I have blessings to see the chronic disease cherishing the eye. Cause of rising undesirable sufferings. Revenge, or she put all the blames. To that, then Dala, put all the blames on that. Kondo this by harboring it, by how you harbor the harms of the enemy, you know, in your heart for all the time. So like that, letting you how bad the enemy is. So same here. Harbor it, harms the subject, how the subject is so bad. And destroy it, the demon, great demon, the subject problem. So this is a very, very powerful way to think the shortcoming, the self-cherishing thought, and you see, and how to deal with it. You see, how to deal with it in everyday life, how to destroy that. So that contains, destroy it. So, destroy that means that, you know, by recognizing that as your the great enemy, great demon, and then everything whatever you do, not only praying, meditating, but any action, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, any action you do, everything you see used to destroy the ego self-cherishing thought. Antidote. Especially when people criticize you, put down you see, when you failed in something, fail in business, fail in Dharma practice, you know, failed in a retreat, doing a retreat, unable to retreat, obstacles happen, or you see, sicknesses, spirit harm, black magic, other people abusing, whatever. So you all this you use like atomic bomb to destroy your ego structure. You see? Whatever undesirable thing happens to you in your life, immediately, without delay, you use as weapon to destroy the self-cherishing. So they destroy the self-cherishing, destroy, so that has these meanings. Most practical, you see, practice to transform the problems into happiness.